This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Gallup regularly measures engagement, which it defines as people having the opportunity to do what they do best, their development being encouraged and their opinions counted. About one-third of workers are considered engaged, a level that has been stalled for some time, and yet the demands increase. 17% of workers told Gallup this year that they work 60 hours or more a week, nearly double the 9% who said so in 2005. Department of Homeland Security said it would provide a schedule by the end of this year, 2015, for when airport screeners would start accepting only driver's licenses that complied with federal standards. It said that any announcement would come with a notice of 120 days before starting to enforce the law at airports. Japan made an apology and promised a $8.3 million payment as part of a deal to resolve the longstanding dispute over Koreans who were forced into sexual slavery in World War II. People in the top 5% who are being classified as middle class by Hillary Clinton and other politicians are pulling farther away from the rest of us. Americans at the bottom or in the middle have experienced 5 years of falling or stagnating income. Those in the top percent with incomes over $250,000 have generally seen their incomes increase. Between 1967 and 2014, median household income went up $9,400, while those 5%ers are now making $88,800 more, all adjusted for inflation. The Confederation of Workers of the Popular Economy, which represents workers in Argentina's gray economy like recyclers and street hawkers, is worried that the devaluation of the peso there will increase inflation and make it hard for them to survive. Banks in Sweden no longer accept cash. Sweden's embrace of electronic payments has alarmed consumer organizations and critics who warn of a rising threat to privacy and increased vulnerability to sophisticated internet crimes. Last year, the number of electronic fraud cases surged to 140,000, more than double the amount a decade ago, according to Sweden's Ministry of Justice. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.